Friends, remembering is one of the, if not the most significant thing that human beings do. We couldn't live without remembering. Most of it is done subconsciously, I suppose, unknowingly, because our daily life depends upon us remembering certain facts. But there are other attributes of remembering that are very, very significant. And may I remind you that the word itself is significant. Remembering means to be put back together. It's the opposite of being dismembered or taken apart. And human beings, as we gather together to remember, are in one sense putting our lives back together again. And in this crowd today, as we gather around this simple plaque and rock, underneath the tree with all its symbolism of new growth, we come to remember. Those of you who are parents, spouses, brothers and sisters, family members who have lost loved ones, your remembering is particularly poignant and important for you, because the people who are in your lives will always be so, and it is right that they are so, because part of your life is caught up with theirs. And so as we come annually or on birthdays or on other occasions to remember the lives of people who've been lost so tragically, it is important that we do so for our own grief, for the putting back of our lives together, and for cementing people's lives within the context of the wider community. Because these young men and young women are as significant to us as young men and women who lost their lives in warfare or in other occasions of life for which there is a more official remembering. So I'm privileged to be here today to be part of your remembering. There are other parts of the remembering that have been referred to by Marion and Bob and Brian. The community at large needs to remember in order that it can facilitate a better way of life, so that the list of names does not endlessly grow, but that in some way or another we can put in place in our community guidelines, safeguards, that as much as is humanly possible, safeguard the possibility that other names will be added to the list. As I come to this podium today, I come with my own remembering that relates to the church, because I'm somewhat humiliated and ashamed that at times the church itself stands in a moralistic way against changes to law and society which could improve situation. And I regret deeply that the church, or manifestations of the church, different denominations of the church, have stood against what I believe to have been appropriate changes to the law. And I'm very grateful to courageous people who have undertaken new policies and new programs that have saved the lives of some and at least made other lives of others more life-giving. The only reason why we have rules at all in the church or in society is in order that we might make life more fulfilling for people, that we might enhance human life, and that we might guard against things that detract from it. But rules that are set in place just simply to be rules are of no meaning or consequence to anybody. And my hope and prayer is that the members of the church, as well as members of the wider community, will do our utmost to ensure that changes take place in order to facilitate a more healthy community. Of the names that have been read out today, I suspect they come from all walks of life. They're male and female, they're very young and not so young, they come from privileged homes and homes at risk. There is no home within Australian society that is immune from the possibility that such a terrible thing could happen to them. It is not a matter of some people being more prone or less prone, it's a difficulty that every single family in the community must face. And I'm glad to see that there are members of the police force and of the ambulance and other services here today, because we're all involved in one way or another. So friends, I'm glad to be with you today to remember names of people who are precious. Precious to one person, precious to many people. All of them are precious to God, and all of them must remain remembered names, part of this community. May our being here today, in some respect, help your mourning. In some respect, may it help put lives back together again. And in some respect, may it lead us all to live lives that enhance the community at large and build a better way of life for all. So we give thanks for this beautiful place, for those who've brought us together today, and we pray that next time we meet, there will not be more names to add. So may God be with you today in your remembering. May you find comfort and strength in being here with others, and may the sunshine, the birds, and the leaves on the tree be a sign of new life for you all.